Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. Luzerne County has a new sheriff, and she's already made history. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall is here to talk about it. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
So, Luzerne County's new sheriff, her name is Genesis Arias. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what's so history-making about her appointment?
So she's the first woman in that role in Luzerne County's history. She's actually the first Hispanic woman to be a sheriff statewide.
So not only local Luzerne County history, but we're making statewide history now. How is she feeling about that? You had a chance to meet with her recently, yeah?
She's very humbled by it and extremely proud, too. She told me that, you know, the day that they announced her appointment, she actually had to charge her phone three times because she was so overwhelmed with, you know, calls and messages from people. But she actually felt proudest when she got home that night because her young daughter was just beaming and, you know, said, I can't believe you're the first woman. Like, I'm so proud of you. I can't wait to go to school and tell all of my friends that my mom is the sheriff. So for her, that was really special.
Mm-hmm. Now, for some people who may not realize or maybe always had questions about what this is, what does the sheriff of Luzerne County do? What are her duties going to be?
So she will oversee the department's approximately 50 employees. And those employees, you know, they provide security for the courthouse. They issue gun permits. You know, they do a lot of things just to keep the people in the courthouse, you know, the judges safe.
Mm-hmm. And so she has a pretty extensive background coming into this job. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, she was in the U.S. Army Reserves for, I think it was 13 years. And she was actually deployed to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba twice. And when she got back in 2019, she started full time in the sheriff's office and has been there ever since and has really found a home there.
Mm-hmm. And her home, again, is in Hazleton, you know, so a Luzerne County girl coming into the job.
She only actually moved to Hazleton in 2005. She was born to Dominican parents. So she lived between like New York City and New Jersey for her early years and then, you know, moved to Hazleton, graduated from Hazleton Area High School in 2010 and has really, you know, found a home.
Yeah. And I remember a line in your story about she never would have thought that this would be possible back then in 2005, coming into Hazleton and going through school here. You know, so what was her reaction to this actually coming true?
She wants young kids, you know, especially like a young girl, thinking about what she would tell like her former self, you know, to believe in yourself, to take those risks, put yourself out there, because in the end, you never know what you can accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Now, so far from what you've seen, how has the community responded to their new sheriff?
I think that they really, when they look at her background, you know, they really are impressed with what she's been able to do. And, you know, a lot of people are inspired by, you know, her being the first, you know, Hispanic female in that role. And they're really, you know, they're proud.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we move on into her holding this position, what are some of the things that Sheriff Arias looks to accomplish?
She really wants to focus on retention, so keeping, you know, the deputies who are there, you know, making sure that they are, you know, happy with their job, seeing what she can do to, you know, improve working conditions. And she also wants to recruit more people to the department because they do have vacancies.
All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being here, and we'll look for your full story at WVIA.org, and we'll certainly be watching Sheriff Arias as her career unfolds.
Great. Thank you.